In the Senate, I see every day how power works in the political sphere. I see who's got it. I see who uses it. I see how they use it. I see the devices by which that power is applied. I see the schemes used to obscure who's pulling the strings. I see the smoke screens put up to distract people so they don't notice the string pulling. This is my world. It is the ecosystem I inhabit as a United States Senator. The legendary Pulitzer Prize-winning author William S. White observed, "A senator of the United States is an ambulant converging point for pressures and counterpressures of high, medium, and low purposes." What I see all around me these days is immense pressure deployed by the corporate sector in our government. Some of this corporate power is deployed in traditional ways. For as long as there has been government, there have been efforts by powerful forces to bend government to their private advantage and to evade or prevent government oversight. For as long as there have been legislatures, there have been efforts to acquire influence over them. For as long as there has been regulation of industries, there have been efforts to control the regulators and to condition them to the interests of the industries they are designed to regulate. But some of what I see is new. I've had a close-up look at government. As a prosecutor, as a regulator, as a government staffer, as a reformer, as a candidate, and as an elected official, never in my life have I seen such influence in our elections from corporations and their managers and billionaire owners. Their presence in American elections has exploded, indeed become dominant, as the campaign finance world has become virtually lawless. Never in my life have I seen such a complex web of front groups sowing deliberate deceit to create public confusion about issues that should be clear. The corporate propaganda machinery is of unprecedented size and sophistication. Never in my life have I seen our third branch of government, our courts, the place in our governmental system that is supposed to be most immune from politics, under such political sway. The track record of the Supreme Court in particular shows patterns that are completely inconsistent with disinterested neutrality. It's always been tough to go up against the big guys, but for most of my life I felt we had a fighting chance. American politics has deep traditions of honor. There were always pockets of government that could be counted on to do the right thing. And there was such wisdom and safety in our American system of separated powers that corrupting influences could never take over completely. As a lawyer and as a student of our Constitution, I believed that our American system would always protect us. Maybe not right away, maybe not every time, but ultimately and for sure. I'm no longer so sure. Huge segments of the American public think things have gone badly wrong. Indeed, nearly 3 of every 4 Americans, 71%, reported in a February 2016 poll that they were dissatisfied with the way things are going in the United States at this time. We see these numbers in action as voters across the political spectrum offer enthusiastic support to candidates pledging to change the status quo. How could this be? We've persevered through a revolutionary war, a civil war, and 2 world wars. We've endured massive expansions and great depressions. We've overturned slavery, brought women well toward full equality, pushed racism back, and recognized gay relationships. We invented automobiles, airplanes, telephones, TV, the atom bomb, and the internet. Ours has been a tumultuous 240 years. What now, after all that tumult, has gone wrong? Abraham Lincoln reminded us at Gettysburg, over a field that covered the decaying remains of thousands of soldiers, both Union and Confederate, that it was our American destiny and the prize of our Civil War sacrifice that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth. The thing that has changed the most in our government, and the thing that to me best explains what has gone wrong, is that our politics is no longer of the people, by the people, and for the people.